This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado state lawmakers honored International Transgender Day of Visibility today. Governor Polis endorsed the proclamation, and President Biden signed a similar proclamation. Democratic Representative Brianna Titone, the state's first openly transgender lawmaker, spoke on the House floor today.
Trans youth are starting to feel like they can be themselves. They're seeing people like themselves in careers they can aspire to. You know, it's a travesty to think that in some parts of our country, they can't see themselves.
Titone says growing visibility of people who identify as transgender has helped. Governor Polis and state legislative leaders have a new package to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in improving air quality. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
At a press conference, Senate President Steve Fenberg said the action is a necessary response as air pollution makes a comeback across the state.
I refuse to have one more generation grow up with poor air quality. We need to take this on, and that's what we are doing.
The centerpiece of the package is a $124 million bill. It includes grants for companies to voluntarily cut pollution, school districts to buy electric buses, families to buy e-bikes, and other incentives. Separate legislation will fund building efficiency projects and free transit during the summer ozone season. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado State University basketball player David Roddy will enter the 2022 NBA draft after leading the Rams to their first NCAA tournament appearance in nearly a decade. The junior says he will maintain his college eligibility, meaning he could play for the Rams again. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.